staff or its BOT Board of Trustees.
You know, since we're talking about things you can say and not say on the radio, I think that WAIF and the board not taking responsibility for the programming, even though it's ours, I think that's a load of bull.
Well, that's the way it is.
I think they should take a little responsibility. I mean, after all, they hired us.
Well, you know, the opinions expressed on this program reflect my views or the views of our guests, of which there are none except for you, the callers. Hey, thanks a lot for listening to WAIF-FM, WAIF Cincinnati.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In case you just tuned in, we're a late night call-in talk show. The phone number is 749-1444. Write that down. That's 749-1444. And we're taking your calls, and Jay is first. Jay, what's on your mind?
How you guys doing?
We're okay. How you doing?
I just switched it over just a minute ago. I can't believe how much you guys sound like. I have a little kid, and they watch Sesame Street.
How old is he?
He's about 3 years old now.
Jay, that's probably the best decision you ever made since you decided to procreate was to switch on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Before that, you guys sound so much like Bert and Ernie. It's funny as hell. I mean, I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, which one is Bert and which one is Ernie?
Rubber ducky.
Well, I think you're Ernie, and the other guy's Bert.
I'm Ernie, and Rob is Bert.
Rob is Bert, and Chris is Ernie.
We were talking about that before the show, how Chris has one big giant eyebrow just like Bert. Just like the yellow one, whichever that is.
Yeah, that's Bert.
Well, I just, you know, kind of heard that, and I thought I'd comment on it.
Well, but, thanks for your comment. We respect all your views and ideas, man.
You know, if you look at a different part of my anatomy, I resemble the Snuffleupagus, and I think you know what I'm saying.
And somebody resembles Big Bird, too, right?
That's the guy that answers the phones.
Yeah, he's like 8 feet tall, and he's really yellow.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, and I was wondering what heated kind of topic you guys are going to do tonight.
Safety and honesty.
Safety and honesty.
Yep.
Okay, I guess I don't apply for either of them.
I guess not. Where are you calling from?
I'm down in Clifton right now.
Really? I'm getting some kind of interview. Are you hearing another radio station?
I'm hearing something. Are you in a bar?
No, I'm at home.
We're hearing another radio station when you call in.
Well, that's weird.
Let's be real quiet and see if we can figure out what station it is, okay? They're playing Come On In and the Dreams Are Mine.
Must be VXU or something like that.
Must be one of the progressive stations. All right, anyway, our topic tonight is safety and honesty. You got anything to say about it?
Well,
as always, open forum on Chris and Rob. You know, it's safety and honesty are the main topics, but as always, open forum. So if anything's sticking in your craw, let us know about it.
Well, as far as safety is concerned, I don't know, really. I just think that this world would be a safer place if everybody kind of depended on the next guy to do his job. And that's really
what do you
the
mean?
Bottom line.
Elaborate.
Well, you really can't rely on anyone as far as the workplace is concerned anymore.
As far as anything is concerned, it's the same as far as the arts community is concerned, or even as far as like getting some gas. You can't trust nobody but yourself.
Well, me personally, I don't think it's fair that, you know, some people shirk their responsibility to, you know, I mean, like everywhere you go now, you're thinking about getting mugged or getting knifed or something. I'm not trying to be like super paranoid or anything, but it's true.
What do you think of that whole business at the beginning of our talk show? We read that thing that says the board of trustees at the station is not responsible for what we say, and basically that's just to be safe. So if something goes down, like if I say the word penis on the radio or something, you know, like they're not responsible. I am.
Yeah, but still,
they're
tied into all.
You think
that.
They're just like evading life or something?
I mean, if you were to say penis on the radio, then your board of trustees would come down hard on you, I would think.
No, they won't. We're buds.
I get it. Hard penis.
No, I mean, no.
Jay, you're awful. Jay, you're killing me.
Kill yourself. I didn't mean that as a joke, but actually...
Well, how much longer can this go on?
3 more hours,
That's going to about it. All right.
All right.
We're going to move
later.
On. Later.
They do call me the 180-minute man.
Now, what happened to you on... How was your ride into work tonight?
Very pleasantly surprised.
How so?
I'm hauling ass down 75 in the slow lane, so I'm wanting to go about 75.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Greyhound bus in the middle lane, and it actually signaled a lane change. Looked like the driver obviously looked in the mirrors or something because he waited for a moment, signaled his lane change, waited, then got over. We both got off together at the same exit. Once again, he was in the left lane, I was in the right lane. I'm wanting to pass him on the right, you know, shows how safety conscious I am. He signals the lane change, waits for a moment, and then proceeds on in a safe, cautious manner. And I was very pleasantly surprised. It was a Greyhound bus, number 1326.
I'm impressed. So if you're driving down the street and you see Greyhound number 1326, say hello.
Give him a big thumbs up for safety. Say, hey, way to go, guy. This Susan, you'll have to speak up really, really loud. Put the phone right in front of your mouth, Julie.
Julie? Hello, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind tonight?
Huh?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I just wanted to say you guys really turned me on.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. You turn us on, too.
All this talk about buses and going into tunnels and all that stuff.
Hold on.
I am holding on. I have to hold on. I've been potty mouth tonight.
So, Rob.
So, Chris.
If you're driving down the street and you see a car driving real around, or a truck, it's a truck, and they got on the back of the truck the sticker that says, how am I driving? And it has a 1-800 number, and he's driving awful. Do you ever call and rag on him?
I have never called and ragged on them, but tonight I think we're going to call one and congratulate them.
You're going to call that 1-800 Greyhound number?
Yeah, I think we'll fire up the 1-800 Greyhound.
There was a 1-800 number on the back of the Greyhound, wasn't there?
There was, and it was.
What was the number?
1-800-34-SAFETY.
What? 1-800-34-SAFETY. It's Julie again?
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Fine.
Now, somehow we got disconnected there. Sorry, but that happens, you know, these old studios.
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, Julie?
Just wanted to say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Me.
Yeah, obviously. What are you doing up this late?
Talking to you guys.
Hey, yeah. If you go to a concert and you come out deaf, should you be able to sue the people who own the concert venue or the band?
Both.
You should be able to sue both?
Uh-huh.
If you're running with a pair of scissors and you fall and you cut out your larynx, should you be able to sue the people who make the scissors?
Uh-uh.
If you put up a ladder in a big pile of horse crap and you climb the ladder slips out because it's stuck in horse crap, should you be able to sue either the horse or the people who make the ladder?
The horse.
Okay. I was just wondering. Thanks a lot, Julie. We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
Rob, I think you were turning down a date.
Was
she was coming on to you strong and you were like, we gotta go, bye. What's your deal, man?
Once again, there you go. You think every woman caller wants something from us besides conversation.
She called and she said you turned her on, remember?
Betty Ann observantly pointed that out a few weeks ago, but obviously the message did not sink in through that rhinoceros tough hide of yours.
I guess not. Jeez, who's up next? Mike.
We got Mike.
Hello, Mike. I guess Mike's not there. All right, bye, Mike. Good Lord, what do you got to do in this town? What do you got to do in Cincinnati?
I don't know. What else? What was the other thing? Honesty.
Yeah, honesty is our other topic tonight. Have you ever lied, Rob?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
Except for just a minute ago when I lied.
When did you lie?
When I said, no, I haven't.
Oh, you have lied then.
I've lied so many times. I lie compulsively anymore. I don't even know when I'm lying. I'm so wrapped up in webs of deceit, I don't know the truth from fiction anymore. I'm just... don't believe anything I say. Either on the air or off the air. Because I'm totally an enigma wrapped in a shroud of deceit.
You sure are. Man, I can see the smoke around your head now. Now, Jim is over there on the phone with this mic guy. I say... screw him. I say, Jim, Drock, get the hint from us, Jim. Screw him. We don't want to talk to him if he can't hear us. Talk for
him. Oh, well. So what's going on? Is this guy going to go on, or is he not? Tonight is going to be a big bang-up show because...
How's that?
Well, let's talk about the first song we played. It's a very special song, and it has a lot of meaning, especially to you late-night Tuesday night night owlbirds. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, Mike, you there? Screw him, I say. Screw him. He's dead. He's out of there.
Mike.
Hey, Julie, if you're out there, call back. There's something else we need to ask you.
Can you hear us?
What's the most...
Jim, screw him.
Call back later, okay?
No, don't call back, Mike. Don't call back.
What's the most... What's the most unsafe thing you've ever done,
call
Chris? And what happened?
What happened? The most unsafe thing I ever did?
The most unsafe, terrifying feat you've ever performed.
The lovely Jim got a new car tonight, and he took me for a spin, and I didn't wear my seatbelt, and he drives like a friggin' maniac.
That's not surprising, looking at him. Mr. Costas with the long-distance report from Barcelona. Bob Costas, hello.
Hello.
How are you tonight, sir?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Rob. It's been a great day in Barcelona. We've been winning medals, and I'd like to comment on the safety of the track and field competition.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the javelin throw is rather dangerous.
Have you ever been struck with one of them things?
Well, I've never been a line judge.
Pardon me?
But the guys that are can feel the pain.
Where are you calling from?
Barcelona.
Sounds like you're next to WVXU. Thanks for your call.
Bob Costas calling from Barcelona.
Calling from Spring Grove Avenue.
That was really nice of him, though. I appreciate it.
Wasn't it?
You know who really sucks on the Olympics?
Who?
John Tesh.
Why do you say that?
He's terrible. Well, he's terrible on that Entertainment This Week show he does, but whew, he is awful. Like, there'll be somebody on the balance beam jumping around, dancing around, floating around or something. One of those little gymnast girls, guys, dudes, dancing around on the balance beam. And it'll be like, and here she's about to perform a triple back somersault twist. Then this is what John Tesh will say.
Boy, look at the pert tits on her.
No, that's what you would say. John Tesh says, her sister was an English major in college.
How does he know?
Something's told. Well, he's reading. It's an arena fact sheet. He's the worst. He's absolutely asinine. And I think if they can't get better announcers to do the people, they should get Chris and Rob to go do the Olympics in 1996 down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We'll do them for free the first time.
We're doing them in Atlanta.
1996, they're going to be in Atlanta.
TBS is carrying it?
Probably not.
Like
just,
they carried the Reds-Braves game tonight?
They won't just be the Olympic Games or the Games of the Olympiad. They'll be Ted Turner's F Troop Andy Griffith presents the Olympics. Something like that. Jay.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering, I'm not fortunate enough to have cable, so I gotta stick with the Olympics. I was wondering, there's this, I watch a diving competition, like, virtually every night it's on, I guess.
Whoa, can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
What do you mean you're not fortunate enough to have cable?
Well, I don't have cable.
But what do you mean you're fortunate enough not to have it?
I mean that...
So you're lucky you don't have cable? Is that what you're saying?
No, I said I'm not fortunate enough to have cable.
Why does being fortunate mean you have cable? What does cable have to do with fortune?
Well, you could bribe the guys to lay the wire in where you want it.
Okay, getting it illegally is
cool.
The
way my house is designed, it just unfortunately has no way to get it in.
Here's what I'm getting at, all right? If you're getting it illegally, that's cool. That's really cool. But my problem is, what are you paying for that stuff for when you can get three networks, Channel and Fox and PBS all for free?
Well, that's just what I was getting to, is that I do get these channels for free. Channel 5, for example, which does the Olympics.
Hey, let me tell you something, though, Jay.
Cable sucks.
When Channel 5...
Well, I know. I've had it for a couple of months before.
Hold on. Hey, Jay.
It's no good.
Jay, I just want to remind you of something. When Channel 5 does a news update during the Olympics, you're not missing any of NBC's coverage of the Olympics.
No, they only do them during Reds games, so...
Okay, go ahead. Now, what were you going to say about Channel 5?
Well, there's some obnoxious announcer that... During the diving competition, some old washed-up female
some
diver
anal
retain or something.
Bitch, yeah.
And it's like she, you know, I mean, every time someone splits her legs or something, there's 20 minutes of conversation about this
I
stuff.
Can't believe that her ankles came apart by 2 centimeters. I wouldn't give her the dive.
And,
she's terrible.
I mean, this girl does not shut up like she was a gold medalist or something. I mean, if she was, maybe she could talk a little longer.
Well, Jay, the thing you got to remember is they dig up these people to announce these sports. How often do they work?
Well,
once
it really hurts
once every
me.
Four
I mean,
years. I mean, if you only worked at your job once every four years,
they
you'd
do
probably...
all the other stuff. They do the World Games and the Pan American Games and all that other crap. So, I mean, they get their share of the microphone.
Are you listening to the Pixies in the background? Somebody was. Where was that coming from?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I agree. They were terrible. They were terrible, and there was a woman that was working with John Tesh, the worst, at the gymnastics, and she was god-awful, too. If they see the slightest flaw, they just blow it so far out. The judges saw that. And
it's not even that so much as that they make up their own flaws so they can talk for, like, forever, you know? I mean, it's just like, let me watch the Olympics, please.
So basically, Jay, you want to join the Let's Get Chris and Rob in Atlanta 96 Brigade?
Well, if that's what it's coming to, yeah.
Listen, Jay, this will be my demo tape. You ready? I'm going to send this to NBC or whoever has the games in 96. She stuck that landing! That's it. That's my demo tape.
Well, I think that enough is
Jesus lizard?
You know, get you an audition with the.
Did you see the horsey thing when they ride the horsey?
Yeah,
the,
I was.
And all those horses kept falling over in the pond and stuff.
No, the thing is, it's like the guys that ride the horses are responsible for all of it, and it's just the horses. Why don't they give the horses any credit?
Oh well.
I mean, they're the ones that are jumping the fences. The guys just sitting on them, just like jump, you know?
Yeah.
I mean. I don't know why they should win the medal. I think the horses should win the medal for jumping on in fences, you know?
Yeah, they don't. I guess if you win, you don't get turned to dog food is the bargain there for the horses. Or if you win, they bottle your sperm.
So it's like, what country has the best horses? And, like, you know, you could find a midget anywhere that would ride a horse. So what the hell's the difference?
Jay, I agree 110%. That means it's time to go on.
Well,
thanks for your call.
You.
Bye. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Big Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And together we're a bundle of... You know who else has a bundle of fun all the time?
Who?
You heard about this wacky Pablo Escobar cat?
No.
Well, he's this big-time drug guy in Colombia. And you know he was in his own jail because he designed it for himself.
Oh, yeah?
Right, he was in his own...
What a great idea.
Well...
Maybe George Bush could design a jail for himself.
Well, when Escobar is in jail, he indulged in orgies.
Yeah?
In jail, this guy... Well, they have... I guess they have orgies in most jails, don't they? Well, they have orgies and pornographic movies, and believe this or not, he continued to run his cocaine empire out of the jail.
Do they have those in American jails?
No, they do not.
Do they have it in the White House?
No. No, well, they might. Maybe in the basement somewhere. Deep down in the dark recesses.
Oh. There's an
Who
idea.
We got? We got Susan.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I wanted to say something in defense of cable television.
Go ahead and defend cable TV.
Cable sucks.
No, there is one good thing about it. You can usually get Looney Tunes practically any time of the day.
You get what?
You can get Looney Tunes
Warner Brothers
any
cartoons
time of the day.
I'll give you that one.
So there is one plus.
And
but that's the only one, that and ZZ Top videos.
That's all I know that's good about it, too.
Yeah, what about governmental channels where you can watch Senate hearings?
That's not as interesting as Looney Tunes.
What about Nick at Night when you can watch F Troop?
What's F Troop?
I've never watched that. Oh, Science Fiction Theater, that's good too, where they have the robots and people.
Any little heads in the middle of your movie?
Yeah, that's it. That's good.
I think they're annoying.
Cable's great, but it's ridiculous how much they charge, and they can just jack up the prices all the time. They need to somehow introduce more competition into this process.
Like the phone company.
Exactly. It's ridiculous that the cable company gets together with the city. The city grants the cable company the license to come and wire your town. And then the cable company just keeps jacking the prices up, and it sucks.
Susan, how many hours of television do you watch in a day?
Well, I watch about a couple hours a week, actually.
A couple hours a week?
I haven't got cable now. I had it for a couple months. But,
all right.
But and I watch Looney Tunes excessively when I had it, so...
You know what I watch all the time? I watch that guy with the face like a horse try to sell Fran Tarkenton real estate or whatever it is.
I've never seen that guy.
Oh, it's one of those. It's one of the classic infomercials.
All right. Well, those are worth watching. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got that. You got the one with Cher selling somebody cosmetics. Meredith Baxter Burney is selling cosmetics now. Ted Danson comes out with his toupee and like kisses some big fat chick because she's selling hair.
Cool.
It's all those infomercials are what makes cable great.
They are because, you know, you can't get those products in stores.
They have Mr. Belvedere do one, and he comes out and eats ice cream. You've got to start watching more TV and listen to the radio more then.
Makes me want to watch.
Yeah, radio's a lot more fun because you can use your imagination and see, like, landscapes in your mind and stuff.
Yeah.
You can picture us either as like an orange guy with a short round head or a yellow guy with a tall skinny head. It doesn't matter. You can't do that on TV. You know what we know what we look like.
Or purple with a
triangle head. Or a what?
Purple with a triangle head. Of course, sometimes if you watch TV, depending on your state of mind, you can see that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, most people that listen to Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show picture us naked.
Well, I thought everybody did.
Yeah.
I do. It's beautiful, actually.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sight to behold. Julie, if you're out there, we have something we need to ask you. Anyway, what else?
Chris
I'm
looks
watching
like
the nude as well.
You watch it. You listen. You watch TV in the nude.
I watch your radio show.
You watch our radio show in the nude. You sit there and look at.
We had a caller a couple weeks ago when our topic was feminism, and she was defending her right to be nude anywhere she wanted to be. What do you think of that?
Hey, did New York just pass a law that you can go around topless, or is that just a?
No, that was Fairfield.
Wow.
You know, up there by Hamilton.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, we're gonna take a Chris and Rob field trip up there sometime.
With your shirts off?
Yeah.
All right.
No, really, all they did was they finally revoked the law that made convertibles illegal.
I didn't know they were.
That used to be. Now you can go topless.
All right.
Susan, we got to go on.
Elbow slapper. All right, bye.
Talk to you
elbow slap. Mike, did she call me Mike?
No, she called you Bill.
Oh, thanks a lot, Gail.
Oblio.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, then think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current. Then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale who grew so old he decomposed. He died to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to. As soon as salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop. And it comes out from a faucet,
it goes into a teapot,
which is just about to bubble.
We're talking about cartoons here. By the way, that last song was dedicated to Susan, who's listening to our show tonight naked. While we're talking about cartoons, I saw this cartoon the other night. It was actually originally drawn up in the early 70s, and that song is from it. It's called The Point, and it's about this kid named Olio, and he's got a round head, and all the other people in his village in the city of Point all have pointed heads, and all the buildings are pointed, and all the pets have everything has got a point to it. And it's got
except
a point.
Except for our show.
Right. And Olio is born without a point on his head, and everyone in the whole town gave him a lot of crap and picked on him, and eventually he got banished, and he had his adventures in the Pointless Forest. And I highly recommend it. If you ever get a chance to see that cartoon, I got it at home, but it'll be back at Blockbuster tomorrow. So go pick it up. I also wanted to say that if you're ever in town, like especially either at a rave club or a underground record store, you might want to pick up a copy of Cincinnati's newest fanzine dedicated to the pursuit of dance and rave liberty called The Underground.
What's rave?
Rave, it's like dance music. Music goes, you know, that
they
kind
go
of
acid
stuff.
Party.
Acid party, yeah. Like
a
that.
Lot of like sound bites from George Bush and Margaret Thatcher in the songs and samples of George Bush speaking.
And the Pope. The Pope's usually
hey, you know, speaking of cartoons, you You know, where can you go to meet 6-foot real-life cartoon characters?
I would say up at Kings Island.
Up at Kings Island, which was recently bought by Paramount Communications, who makes movies.
Why did they buy it?
No idea. To make some more money, I guess.
By the way, if it ever sounds like me and Rob are real far away from the microphone tonight, it's because they only have one microphone in here because the other one's broken, and that's why.
So I don't know what they're going to do. Paramount's going to add some kind of, maybe they'll have like the Fatal Attraction Hall of Knives or...
What movies did Paramount make this year?
Paramount made, I have no idea. If anybody knows what movies Paramount made,
by the way, if Mike Rose is out there, that's Tony Mottola. I told you I was going to play some Tony tonight. I love his guitar sound. Go ahead, go, Rob.
So, yeah, if anybody knows what movies Paramount makes and can tie it in with the ride.
Who's waiting to get on the phone?
Eric, we'll get to him in a minute. Or if anybody knows of any movie that would make a great ride, like, I don't know, like...
It's gonna be a Paramount movie.
Well, just any movie, because who cares what studio they were made by, right? Just any movie.
Now you're going to open up a can of worms.
Right, you just like... The Sharon Stone leg slide. And you have a huge statue of Sharon Stone and you get a slide down her leg. Something like that. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
What's all right, man?
Find out what he's wearing.
What are you wearing?
Clothes.
There you go. How often do you go to Kings Island every year?
A lot of people who listen to our show aren't wearing clothes.
Go to Kings Island.
You never go to Kings Island? Okay, why did you call? What's up? What's up?
Because my drunk friend was trying to get through, but I don't think he was sober enough to realize he had to stay on the line.
Friends don't let friends dial drunk.
I know, man. I tried to tell him, but, you know, sometimes friends can't handle it all.
Right. Sometimes you just got to hit them on the head. So what's up? Why did you want to talk to us? What do you want to announce to the public?
I want to announce that I am single, and if that Julie chick that was coming on, you guys, if you all don't want to come back on tour... She needs to call me. Am I allowed to get my phone number out?
If you want to give it out over the air, that's fine.
Okay. Now check this out. What's her name, Julie?
Julie. Yeah, her name was Julie.
All right, Julie. I think you sound very sexy. My number is 342-8149. You need to call.
What was it?
342-8149.
Remember, you're responsible.
This better not be like your friend's number or anything.
No, no.
Okay. Can we trust you, Eric?
Do what?
Can we trust you?
You can trust me, man.
Cross your heart.
Yeah, if I have
hope
one.
To die.
Spit in your palm. Okay, we got to move on, Eric. Hopefully you'll get some action lined up.
All right, man.
If not with Julie, with someone else. Hey, would you like to become a naturalized citizen of the United States? You may now take a new low-cost, no-risk exam to test your knowledge of English and civics. Contact the local Immigration and Naturalization Service Center and ask them about this. Tell them when you want to know about the INS-approved exam.
Woo!
And be very safe when you do that and drive safely over to the place.
Just remember, you're not Dave and I'm not Paul in the band, okay?
So what's that mean?
I just want to make sure you got that.
Well, your name's first, Chris.
I just want to make sure you know you're not Jay Leno and I'm not Branford, all right?
Okay.
We're in this together, baby.
You're not Howdy Doody, and I'm not Buffalo Bob.
Right on.
Otto. Otto, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Going? Otto, what are you wearing tonight?
What am I wearing?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people listen to our show naked.
Well, I'm not naked, personally.
Okay.
Underneath your clothes, you are.
I'm wearing a blue and white miniskirt and a t-shirt.
Stop.
Stop right there.
Okay, stop. So what's up tonight, Otto? What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Just got in from a fun night at Perkins.
Perkins? You work at Perkins?
No.
You ate at Perkins?
Yeah.
You brave woman.
Don't you think the prices are high for the portions they give you?
Well, I don't buy anything. I just like buy a Coke or something.
Going to Perkins is almost like going to Kings Island.
I've got a Kings Island season pass.
So what movies does Paramount make, and what kind of new rides do you look for?
Well, I don't know what movies they make. I have no idea. Didn't they, like, make Jaws or something?
That'd be cool if they brought a big giant mechanical shark to, like, eat you up, but you didn't really die.
Hey, Otto, did you hear that guy that just called named Eric who gave his phone number off the air?
Yeah, I heard him.
Why? You ought to call him up and see if he wants to go out on a date with you.
Oh, I didn't write down his number.
Well, guess what? We did. You want it?
Sure.
Hold that up. It's 342-8149. Ask for Eric.
Okay.
Did you get that? 3428-149.
Otto, have you ever gone to the top of the Eiffel Tower and either A, spit, B, or dropped a penny off?
No, I haven't, but I got stuck up there once.
You got stuck up there?
The elevator stopped working.
The elevator got stuck. Were you scared?
I walked down. No, actually, I was enjoying it because all these little kids were running around screaming. It was such a trip.
What, now the elevator doors closed and you couldn't get them back open? Is that what happened?
No, we were out on the deck and they came out and said, sorry, the elevator's broken, you have to walk down. So they made us all walk down all the stairs and it wasn't that exciting.
Have you ever been there when somebody puked on the floor drop thing?
Oh, no. Rob, you say the most tasteless stuff. Who cares? Otto, ignore him.
I care. Have you ever been there on the floor drop? You know, they don't have that floor drop thing anymore, do they? No, they got rid of that. Did you ever been anywhere where somebody puked on it?
No, I wasn't. It's a little before my time.
Was you ever there when someone, like, was on it, and then they stuck their arm out, and then their arm came back and, like, smacked them in the nose really hard, and then they got a bloody nose or bloody lip or anything?
Nope.
That's back in the days when Kings Island was really worth something.
No, that's back in the days when you were young and you were, like, about 14 years old and you thought that kind of stuff was funny.
It is funny. It's still funny.
Well, it's a little before my time.
Do you remember back when it was like Hanna-Barbera Land and that Smurf ride, the little ride that you go through the water, the make-out palace?
Before the Smurf ride, yeah.
You remember before it was a Smurf ride?
Yeah.
Did you go back there and make out on your ninth grade high school, or on your ninth grade trip?
I'm only 18.
Okay. Have you ever go out there and make out now?
No.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, what's the point?
You ride the train and jump off and, like, go make out by the mechanical beaver now, huh?
Huh?
Have you ever rode the train and then jumped off and, like, and pretended you were being scalped by an Indian or that you were shooting a cowboy or that, you know, that you were getting your leg chewed on by a beaver?
I was always so tempted, but they wouldn't let me.
What I always do, you know, they have that one thing, they have the beaver chewing on a tree?
Yeah.
I go and I wear some, I wear some long pants, and I got these white pants, I've got red spray paint all over them, And I just lay down and I put my foot right there by the beaver's mouth and it just looks like he's chewing my leg off.
Yeah, do you scream or just lay there silently?
Oh, it depends. I'm usually just so blotto drunk I have no idea what I'm doing.
Ah, okay. I hear you guys are talking about cartoons or something.
We were talking about cartoons. We were talking about Hong Kong Phooey.
Huh?
Could Hong Kong Phooey whip Spider-Man? Who would win in a fight like that?
Spider-Man, of course.
The boisterous Jim. Do you think Spider-Man could beat Hong Kong Phooey?
Of course.
There was two of the worst animated shows ever.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, what's your favorite cartoon?
And
hold on, if we're going to ask everybody what their favorite cartoon is, we got to say this. You can't say a Warner Brothers cartoon. We don't want to hear Bugs or Daffy or Porky. Those are too obvious. You got to go something a little bit more obscure.
But Tiny Toons doesn't count?
Tiny Toons does not count. You cannot say Tiny Toons. No Warner Brothers cartoons are allowed.
Beetlejuice?
Who?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is a cool one.
Yes.
They just, like, put a lot of booger and jokes in it and stuff.
Hey, Otto, you know who my favorite cartoon is?
Who?
Henry Rollins.
A familiar mind, it really lets you know you're on your own.
Kaleidoscope Man, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
How are you doing?
You need to speak up a little bit there, CM, KM.
Alrighty.
Alright, that was perfect.
Woo! How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We're talking about cartoons and anything else you want to talk about.
Wait.
Isn't it ironic that we started off the show talking about honesty and safety, and now we're talking about cartoons? What is this world coming to, man?
Oh, the cartoons are the way.
It's what?
Cartoons are the way.
If you're a Kaleidoscope Man, I guess they are.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine works at Kings Island. She said Hanna-Barbera Land is going to be gone after this.
What's it going to be, Shark Land?
I don't know, but they're going to totally change it. Probably going to be an Indiana Jones ride, because Paramount did that.
Can't be too bad.
That'd be cool. They should have a big giant model of that German girl that was in the third one. She was.
Or that big ball that rolls down that tunnel and comes at you.
Yeah, they'll probably have that. They'll probably have a bunch of corny crap, like, oh, no, look, there's a guy on the roof. Oh, look, he got shot. Crack, crack, somebody will shoot off a couple blanks, and then the guy will jump into a mattress or something. You're supposed to go, ooh, how'd they do that? Those stuntmen are really great. Is that what they're planning on doing, do you think?
I don't know. They aren't changing too much, though, I don't think.
They're going to keep the racers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to keep everything. They're just going to change.
They gonna get rid of Hong Kong Phooey walking around?
No.
You know, man, like you walk around all day dressed up like Dino and it's hot and little kids are punching you in the stomach and they're pulling your tail and they're just like beating the living daylights out of you. But then like some 3-year-old will come up to you and just say, Dino, I love you, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, all at $4.25 an hour.
Yep, some guy told me that. Well, some guy that I talked to out there, he was a Barney Rubble. In a parade.
Do you still know him?
I just met him for
Let's call him up and get an interview.
I just met him for the one meeting.
If there's anyone out there that ever worked at Kings Island and played one of those characters, give us a call because we got a lot of questions to ask you.
I was going to work at Kings Island.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. Hold on. That doesn't count. I was going to be an astronaut. So I'll tell you all about NASA. So anyway, this guy, he works as Barney Rubble. The city of Pittsburgh is having their Thanksgiving parade, and they have two guests of honor. Obviously, one of the guests of honor or grand marshal of the parade is Santa Claus. The other one is Barney Rubble. They picked Barney Rubble to be the grand marshal of their Thanksgiving Day parade. So they call Kings Island and say, "Hey, can you send us Barney Rubble?" And they sent Barney Rubble there, and the guy got an all expenses paid Thanksgiving weekend in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
That is impressive, isn't it? So why didn't you work at Kings Island?
They wouldn't hire me.
Too short?
No. My hair was too long.
Really?
Yeah.
What I hate is they have the 15-foot basketball rim that's maybe half the size that it should be. That's the worst thing about Kings Island.
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope Man, we got to be moving.
Hey, Kaleidoscope Man, before you go, you there?
Yeah.
Suck on this.
Huh. Hey, here's an energy and money-saving reminder from the United States Department of Energy. If you'll be doing a lot of driving this fall, it might be a good time to have your vehicle's engine tuned up. A good tune-up improves performance, reduces emissions, and can actually help pay for itself by improving fuel economy. You can also improve your vehicle's mileage by using a multi-grade engine oil marked Energy Conserving on the label. Saving energy makes dollars, or saves dollars rather, and it also just makes a heck of a lot of sense. We have the irrepressible Gene on the phone.
Irrepressible?
Gene.
What's up, Bert and Ernie?
That's pretty cool. Hey, Gene. My favorite TV show and probably my favorite TV personality of all time is Arsenio Hall. In his new ad, he refers to himself as the A-Man. So I want you to refer to us as the C-Man and R-Man late night talk show.
I don't think so.
Okay, just a passing fancy I had.
Arsenio's a ass-kissing bastard. I thought he was cool at first, but he just kisses too much ass.
Right, he has a lot of fecal matter in his nose. So what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Are you still talking about safety here?
We're still talking about safety. We're always talking about safety. We're nothing if not safety conscious.
Well, this is a story. Well, first off, let me ask you two. Do you guys wear your seatbelts in your car?
No.
No, but we wear prophylactics.
I'm telling you, man, I never used to wear my seatbelt either.
Until this amazing thing happened
well,
to you.
No, I won't tell. To make a long story short,
it's too late.
I wrecked my. I wrecked my car, in the middle of Wilmington of all places, in the middle of a cornfield. And the only thing to save my life was the fact I was wearing my seatbelt. And that's no. People hear people saying to wear your seatbelt and all that kind of stuff, but. I'm serious, man. I'm surprised at how many people don't wear the seatbelt.
If I'm going to get on the freeway or if I'm going to do any long-distance driving, I usually buckle up for safety. But if I'm just running down to the 7-Eleven to get a loaf of bread, there's a good chance you might catch me without my shoulder harness.
Well, that's when you get aced out right there. Though.
Well, that's when you're only going 5 miles an hour, and in my car, I doubt it.
Well, you got a tank or something like that?
Basically.
Well, I still think that... I'm not going to preach to nobody, but, all it takes is for you to be in an accident. If you don't lose your ass and you're not wearing your safety belt, then you're lucky.
Did you see on one of those news magazine shows on television, on regular broadcast television, not the evil cable kind?
How seats come undone?
Right, if you get hit in the back, your seat might just fall down and send your head through the back window.
Yeah.
That was kind of frightening. I wasn't aware of that.
Even wearing your seatbelt won't do
it
against that.
Oh, yeah. If you wear your seatbelt, you're just falling down. You're still, your head's going to go through the back window.
Yeah, but I've talked to people about this before, and it just blows my mind to find out how many people don't wear their seatbelt. People, it's funny because Now people say I don't want to wear a seatbelt. I want my freedom while I'm in the car. But you know, I don't think it's that restraining. So
it depends on who you're riding with.
Well, Gene, I think it's because you're tall. I you know, if you talk to a lot of people who are under about 5'7", they'll say that they're really a huge pain because the shoulder kind will go right across their neck.
Well, the
you've got to be like 5'8" or five, at least over 5'8" or 5'9".
The smaller you are, the more you need to be wearing a seatbelt. I'm less likely to be thrown around than somebody that weighs about 150 pounds. They'll go through a window.
Right. Well, I see their point when they say, you know, that the seatbelt goes across their neck and not across their shoulder, and it's really bulky and inconvenient, but...
Well, anybody like that needs to be driving like a little midget car.
Get them a phone book to sit on.
There are some, yeah. What's the time, you know, get one of them beaded seats or something.
Didn't it used to really make you mad if you were, like, riding that thing where you ride the old-fashioned cars around in Kings Island?
Right.
And you bump somebody in the
right.
back, and then the lady up front says, hey, don't do that!
I used to work at Kings Island.
Who were you? Were you Scooby-Doo?
No, I worked on Wonder Ride.
Were you one of those guys that just swept up cigarette butts all day?
No, I worked on Wonder Ride.
Which one?
The Monster.
The what?
The Monster.
Oh, that was the black thing that just like spun around in circles.
Is that the one that killed three people?
Nobody ever died on a Monster, man.
Mm.
Down the way a little bit. I could tell you stories that curl your nostril hair about that.
Tell us one.
Well, yeah, let's hear one with nostril. And basically, you worked on that ride named after me.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Named after your member.
Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Thank you.
Okay, about 12 years ago, there was this kid out at one of the grad nights out of the King's Island. And, he decides he's going to climb up on the Eiffel Tower, climb up the elevator shaft.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's climbing up, and you'd figure he'd get hit by the elevator, but what happened, the elevator was going down, and the counterweight came up and got him and took him up. And if you can imagine, like, the circumference of, like, a football, maybe a little bit bigger. He got caught up in these in the wires for the elevator, and it took him up through that little space about as big as a football, and just pulled his body through there. It's like going through a meat grinder.